Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about going into the grave and how sometimes the things that happen to people become so impactful that they actually sacrifice their own future and get caught up in dealing with the events that have happened. And specifically, I talked about a guy I knew whose mother had passed away and his brother was so impacted by it that essentially his entire future was changed forever when his mother passed and we said that he had crawled into the grave. Today, I want to talk about generational happiness. And this may or may not be something you've ever even heard of. It may not be something you've ever even thought of. But if you read any sort of financial books, especially books that are written for people who are wealthy, you'll hear them talk a lot about generational wealth. And what they're talking about is the idea that you want to build the type of wealth that transcends generations. That I build the type of wealth that I can pass on to my kids, that they can build on to pass to their kids, and on and on and on. And that we create a situation where our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren never really have to worry about wealth or money because we have taken the steps to put a plan into place that assures that they will have the wealth, they will have the finances that they need to be able to do the things they want to do in life. And I think that's fine. I think that's good. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Except if you've been listening to my podcast at all, you're going to know really quickly that for me, something like that, while good, is likely not the point. Right? It's likely not going to be the thing that makes your life happy. I don't think that having generational wealth necessarily means that you're going to be happier than somebody who does not. I think it might mean that you have less stress in certain areas. I think it might mean that you have more financial independence. You might have more free time. You might have all the sort of things that money allows us to have, but I don't think that generational wealth or wealth automatically ensures people are going to be happy. In fact, I think sometimes wealth and generational wealth can ensure that people are going to be very unhappy for different reasons, but that's kind of a side note. So it's got me started thinking, right? If we're so concerned about passing on wealth and we're so concerned about passing on the amount of wealth that people need to be able to sustain their lives, but we also know that money and wealth doesn't generate happiness, then I started wondering if we're focusing on the wrong thing. And so I started thinking about this idea of generational happiness. That is, can we get to a place where we're so content and so happy with the life we live that we're able to teach this to our kids and our grandkids in a way that happiness becomes a given? The way that wealth or money just becomes a given and your heirs don't have to think about it. Can we create a situation where the people who come behind us already have in place the things they need to be happy? Because one thing I will say is I think the sick irony of life is about the time you start to figure out the things that you need to be happy and content in life is about the time you're nearing the end of your life. As sad as that might sound, I 100% think it's true. I think that a lot of the lessons you need to learn in life come as you're living life. And so, kind of by default, I'm not going to learn a lot of those lessons until I get towards the end of my life. The problem is, by the time I'm towards the end of my life, I have very limited ability to actually use the things I've learned. And so the question for me becomes, can we pass on happiness? Can I take the lessons I've learned and convey them to the next generation in a way that allows them to use it and teach it to the next generation? Now, on its face, this shouldn't seem like a kind of a crazy idea, right? Like, I think people are constantly trying to pass things on to the next generation. The problem is I'm not sure people are always passing the right things on. And I think that people aren't always passing the right things on for one very, very simple reason. I don't think most people know what they need to do to be happy or content in their own lives. And so if I don't know what I need to do to be happy and content, there is zero way that I'm ever going to pass it on to somebody else. And so one of the first ways that we begin laying the foundation for generational happiness is by discovering for ourselves what it takes to be happy. And if you've listened to this podcast at all, you'll know that for me, happiness is a misnomer. Happiness to me is the wrong word. A lot of people talk about being happy. A lot of people focus on being happy. But for me, life is not about happiness. It's about contentment. Happiness is how I feel right now. Contentment is how I feel overall. And so one of the first lessons for generational happiness is that we're not seeking happiness at all, that we're seeking contentment. We're seeking something different. We're seeking the idea that no matter Whether I'm up or down, no matter whether the road is smooth or bumpy, I want to feel as though I'm on the right road for me. And for me, understanding that I'm on the right road for me is the path to contentment. It doesn't mean that the road's always going to be smooth. It doesn't mean there won't be problems. What it means is that as I've sort of lived my life, I have found myself on the path that makes sense for me. Doesn't need to work for you, doesn't need to work for anybody else, but it works for me. And so one of the core components of generational happiness is the understanding that we're not seeking happiness at all. We're seeking contentment. But to me, this is incredibly important because if we don't learn the right lessons, how can we ever pass those on? And if we don't pass on the lessons we've learned, how can we ever expect the next generations to come behind us to ever get any further down the evolutionary trail towards happiness than we are? If we're born and we start at zero and we build an entire life around working towards contentment and happiness and then we die, the next generation is going to come behind us and they're going to do the same thing. And as a result, we as a family, we as a society, we as people, we're only going to hit a certain point. Because we're all going to be kind of relearning and learning and relearning the same lessons. And we don't want that. We just don't want to keep repeating the same lessons and the same mistakes like Groundhog's Day. That's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to set the next generation up. Not that they learn the same things we've always learned, but that they learn more. Not that they are able to obtain the level of happiness we've obtained, but that they obtain more. There used to be a time when generations wanted their kids to do better than them, when generations wanted their kids to attain more and achieve more than them. And I think somewhere along the way, this kind of got skewed because I hear people saying things like, I'm going to spend my kids' retirement, ha ha ha, or I'm not going to leave anything behind for them. I'm taking it all with me, ha ha ha. And it's kind of funny on its face and it's kind of selfish on its face and whatever, who really cares? Except that it shows the change in principle. As a society, you know, it used to be that we did everything to set up the next generation. And somewhere along the way, we lost that. And I think we need to get it back. But not in terms of money, not in terms of finances, not in terms of generational wealth, but in terms of generational happiness. Can we find the things that make us happy and content? And can we understand them in such a way that we can pass those messages on to our kids? So that they can pass those messages on to their kids. And that by doing this, we're not always relearning the same lessons and reaching the same point, but that we're going somewhere better, that we're going somewhere beyond. And that's what we want. Ultimately, we want our kids to end up in a better place than we did. And that only happens when we pass on the generational happiness and contentment they need to achieve. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into The Fix. If you're in Pittsburgh, I have a private pay practice in Sewickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.